God wants us to accept ourselves as He has made us. If any of these evidences characterize us, then we probably don't have Christ's peace ruling in our hearts because our minds are filled with critical thoughts about ourselves. They affect how we function throughout the day, how we relate to other people, and how we perceive and interact with God. These thoughts that torment could also prompt us to sin by trying to get our needs met in a way contrary to God's will.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for listening to Your Place of Grace. Today we're going to talk about finding peace with God and with others. We've heard the word peace throughout our lifetimes. Peace has been a word that's been much used throughout all of history, as a matter of fact. It's all throughout the pages of the Bible. It's found in the secular world. The word peace is written on Christmas cards, especially on Christmas cards. It's sung in Christmas carols. It's preached in sermons. And yet, peace is rarely experienced by most people, sad to say. National conflicts, political fights, broken relationships, and internal anxiety are what generally characterize the world in which we live. That's a sad thing. The only way to have peace with God, others, and ourselves is through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, the fact is that the word peace is used 353 times throughout the Bible, and that's a clear indication of its importance. Jesus told his disciples in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." Jesus Christ came to give us peace in three specific areas. First of all, He gives us peace with God the Father. Sin makes every person, an enemy of God, because God is all holy. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins with His death on the cross. Now everyone who believes in Him and accepts Him as Savior and Lord receives the forgiveness of sins and is reconciled to God the Father. The war is over, and the enmity is replaced with peace. Jesus enables us to have peace with one another as well. The Greek word for peace means to bind together. And since believers have the Holy Spirit of the living God inside them, He empowers them to forgive, to mend relationships, and to live in harmony with others. He even enables us to love those we don't know. But our biggest problem is loving those we do know. Isn't that right? Oh, yeah. And finally, Jesus gives us inner peace. Christ's peace is internal quietness and serenity of the soul that's found in a relationship with Him. However, You know, this is often the piece that eludes us because we let our outside circumstances and inner thoughts just disturb us. But God's peace enables you and me to love and live harmoniously with ourselves and others. Psalm 34, verse 14 tells us, "Seek peace and pursue it." Instead of passively waiting for harmony, we should actively search for it. Peace doesn't come easily or cheaply. Some people are just contentious, aren't they? Yes. Therefore, living at peace with others often requires patience and forgiveness to relate to them in a godly way. Once we have achieved harmony, we must learn to pursue it because the Lord wants us to experience His peace and express it toward others, even if they are very difficult to love. What are the evidences of an internal war rather than Christ's peace? The way we relate to others, let me put it this way. Let me change that. The way we relate to ourselves affects how we relate to others. How about a dislike of appearance? Sound familiar? People who continually find fault with their appearance lack inner peace because they don't or they won't accept the way God has made them. "Oh, I just don't like this about myself. Oh, I hate it." Instead of focusing on who God says they just denigrate themselves whenever they don't live up to their own external expectations. Then we sometimes suffer feelings of inadequacy. When people struggle to accomplish what they desire or what they could once do and now can't, they often focus on their failures and feel so inadequate. The result is a lack of inner satisfaction and peace. Then sometimes we struggle with a sense of unworthiness. There is no tranquility for those who think they are undeserving of anything good because they base their worth on their feelings rather than on the truth of God's word. Then we sometimes struggle with insecurity. People who often feel insecure are not at peace with themselves. But Jesus enables those who trust in Him as Savior to find their serenity and security in Him. And then people struggle with a sense of not belonging. We've all been there. I mean, everybody wants to be accepted by others, right? Therefore, when they don't think they fit into a group, whether it's a Sunday school class, a small group, a group at work, or their community, they're filled with inner turmoil rather than God's peace. But those who belong to Jesus are always loved and always accepted by Him. Praise God. And then finally, so many people feel unloved. And oh, Lord, this is one of the biggest problems in our society. Our world is characterized by criticism and blame rather than acceptance and love for other people. This often affects children who grow up feeling unloved and unaccepted by their parents. Dear ones, please hear me. Hear my heart. Better yet, hear the heart of God when I say this to you. God wants us to accept ourselves as He has made us. If any of these evidences characterize us, then we probably don't have Christ's peace ruling in our hearts because our minds are filled with critical thoughts about ourselves. They affect how we function throughout the day, how we relate to other people, and how we perceive and interact with God. These thoughts that torment could also prompt us to sin by trying to get our needs met in a way contrary to God's will as revealed in the Bible. You see, the Lord uses our difficulties and hardships to mature us, to grow us up, not to drag us down. When we are preoccupied with critical thoughts about ourselves, we forget about God and His love for us. Furthermore, self-focus prevents us from loving Him, experiencing His peace, and living in harmony with others. Dear ones, Christ can set us free from thoughts that steal our peace. Amen? Absolutely. Amen. We must let God correct our wrong thinking and negative feelings, or we will continue to act according to them. Jesus Christ is the central figure not only in our salvation, but in all of life. That's a fact. He can deliver us from erroneous thinking so our hearts will be filled with peace instead of being troubled. And as we submit to His authority, I'm talking total submission. When you give your life and heart and all of you, you're completely submitted to Jesus, then He will express Himself through you and me in our relationships. But if we are at war within ourselves, we will never be at peace with other people. If we don't deal with these issues, we will carry them into the future. And I'm telling you, they will adversely affect all our relationships, including marriage. God doesn't want us bearing a heavy load of ungodly thoughts and feelings regarding ourselves and other people. No, the only way we'll ever have Christ's peace is by surrendering our lives to Him completely. Hear me, dear ones. Jesus died for us to set us free from the dominion and guilt of our sin. And after salvation, He continues to cleanse us from sin. When? We confess it to Him. Boom, right away. When you sin, don't run from Jesus, run right to Him. We don't have to haul around a load of unforgiveness and hurt and grief when we have a Savior who can heal us and deliver us, replacing our burden with His peace and joy. Praise God. I need to ask you right now. Many of you listening need to take this question to heart. Will you, my friend, will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Here's how you can receive Christ. First of all, you need to admit your need and just say, "Yes, Lord, I am a sinner." Secondly, you must be willing to turn away from your sins. That's the word repent. That means to turn away. Turn away from your sins and ask God's forgiveness. Thirdly, you must believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. And finally, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life through the Holy Spirit. That's receiving Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. Now, I want you to pray this with me, and pray this with all your heart, out loud. Repeat after me. Dear God. That's right, pray with me. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner, and I want to turn away from my sins. And I ask your forgiveness right now, Father God. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe He died for my sins and that you raised Him to life on the third day. I want Him to come into my heart and to take control of my life. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior and follow Him as my Lord from this day forward. And dear Lord Jesus, with your help, I will live for you, and I will serve you beginning now and all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you've prayed that prayer with me for the first time, or maybe you're coming back to the Lord, maybe you've been away from Him for a while and you prayed that with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and I want to send you some resources, free of charge, postage paid, resources to help you get started or to get renewed in your walk with Christ, whatever the case may be. I'm telling you, God loves you so much, dear one. He does. And Jesus Himself said that when someone who has lost their way and they turn to Him and they come back to God, that the angels of heaven rejoice over that one person. And dear ones, whoever you are and you prayed that prayer, the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Oh, praise God. Don't you love that? Thank you for listening. And pastors, if you're listening, I would ask you to please prayerfully consider inviting me to come and to preach, to minister, to teach also in your church, at your event, your conference, revival, whatever you want to call it. I've been ministering for 11 years from Oregon to Florida and points in between, and we've seen many, many people make decisions for Jesus. We've also seen people being healed in body of various maladies and sicknesses. We've seen people be delivered from drugs and alcohol, as I once was many, many decades ago. We've also seen others receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. God is moving in our services, and I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm bragging on my Jesus. So please, pastors, go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and look at the messages, listen to them, look at our resources, our books, and also look at the testimonials page where other pastors have commented on our ministry. I want to be a blessing to you, Pastor, and to your community. So, thank you everybody for listening. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.